you've been a constant there with them. You're his number one. He puts you up on all of his best horses. As a rider, how important is it to have the support of someone like that behind you, that if things go right, it's great, but if they go wrong, equally he has your back?
Yeah, 100%. I'm very privileged to be where I am. From day one when I went down there, he's treated me good, always trying to improve, make things better. His worth ethic is second to none. He's there every day trying to improve everything, make everything better. And as you said, the results are showing it's all on the way up. And I don't think he's going to be going back down anytime soon. But as you said, his runners are worldwide. Anywhere there's a race for him that suits a certain horse, he's never scared to send them. So, you know, his results stand for themselves and speak for themselves, should I say. So I'm very lucky to be a part of the team, and he's looked after me so well. So a massive thanks to him. It definitely wouldn't be possible without him.
At a certain stage in life, I think everybody, at least of my age, you view everything through the prism of your kids. And the one constant for you has been the presence of your mum and dad virtually every weekend when you're racing. It's quite something for them to do it, but I can understand as a parent why they want to do it. But I think it's just fantastic that your parents, they go from Donegal and they go racing every weekend to watch you. And ultimately, they watch you winning, they watch you losing. But I just think it's something special.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone's lucky they've got a mum and dad behind them, but I think it's a bit more special for me anyway, looking at my mum and dad, what they've done for me. My sister Arla as well at home, and all the rest of my family. But mum and dad is there, as you said, every weekend. They're there through the ups and downs. They're happy if I'm losing, they're happy if I'm winning. Obviously, it's
there
great.
There haven't been too many downs now.
It's great when you have the winners and you see a smile on their face coming back in, because for me, it's a big achievement for them as well as myself, because they're the ones that's got me here, and to see them come and racing down and join it as much as they do. And thankfully, the success I'm having is great. And it's definitely a proud moment for them, I'm sure, but I'm very lucky to have them.
And that moment when I think your mum and dad went into the winner's enclosure after Al Riffa's success, it wasn't lost on anybody, but it's quite unusual to see parents of jockeys going in and congratulating their son having won not only a Group 1 but a Classic.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone knows them, they're there, and everyone's happy to have them in because they know they're there every weekend, they're supporting. So it's good to get in and have memories like that with them, and as well as the rest of my family. There's plenty of others as well, as my uncles and aunties and cousins and far out cousins, and all come to support when they can. Obviously, it's very tough to be coming down from Donegal every weekend, but in fairness to them, they do come when they're able, and it's a great privilege for me, and thanks to them, they're always there for me anyway. It is very intense, as you say. You come in, you win, you're on to the next race. You should have time to let it sink in and celebrate, but as sports people and professionals, we have to just keep kicking, and it's on to the next one and trying to win the next big one. As you said, it is busy time of the year, but once the season finishes up, all the boys will get together and we'll have a good time and celebrate, and we all get on great. So it's a big thanks to them as well for looking after each other, keeping ourselves at the top of our game, because without the boys in there, it wouldn't be possible. And thankfully, I've come out of the season injury-free with no fathers, and you know, we're lucky we have a good bunch of boys in there looking after each other. So it's great that we'll be able to go have a bit of time together when the season finishes up. I'm lucky I'll have a couple of weeks off. I'm heading to Hong Kong in January, so that's something to look forward to. But between now and then, not much will be happening, but it'll be time to just refuel and reflect on everything and spend a bit of time up at home. You start out every year trying to improve on different things. Just keep working hard and try and beat last year's tally and winners, and maybe try and up the stakes level and the strike rate as well. Thankfully, it's been great from the get-go. Things have been really smooth. We've got a Group 1 winner, first Classic of the year of my career. So that was definitely a big boost for me. And to beat last year's tally and numbers as well is great. And to be a few ahead in the championship as well is great. So hopefully we can keep on banging them into the end.
And I suppose now you have the Breeders' Cup to look forward to as well next week. And is this the second or third Breeders' Cup?
Second Breeders' Cup. The first one was in Santa Anita two years ago. Finished second in Mountain Bear for Aidan, and that was an experience and a half, and it was very enjoyable. But it's definitely a great thing to top off the end of the season. Everyone looks forward to it. All the big guns are going there, and it's the last raft for all of us before the season finishes up. So it's going to be something exciting.
Pick out one moment this year that you derived the most amount of satisfaction from.
Already phoning the ledger would definitely be the standout. first classic, first group one. He's a special horse for me, and to win a classic on him was very good. As you said before, all my family was there. They were able to come in and celebrate, get photos done, make memories, and that was what it's all about. We've had a good year. We've beat last year's tally in numbers, so that's definitely a bonus. And hopefully we're not done yet. There's a couple more days to go, so hopefully we can keep banging them in.
And Breeders' Cup going over there, optimistic?
Yeah, hopefully. They travel over on Friday, I think, so they get over there and settle in, and hopefully they'll all be good. But we go over there and hopefully take our chance. As we said, it's very competitive, so hopefully they can go over and run the race.
So come the week after the Breeders' Cup, you're going to hopefully be able to reflect back on what's been a magical season for you, and just get a bit of time off and kick the shoes off and just relax a little bit and just give your body a chance. It's been a relentless season. There's no foot off the accelerator at any stage.
No, definitely. It's been full on the whole day. Every day you give it 100%. Although things have been going good, we'll be glad to see the end of it and get a little break. But definitely going home, spending some time up at home and seeing everybody and catching up and looking back at it and refueling and looking forward to what's to come.
There's one quote that I remember in a feature piece that you did, I think it was for the Irish Field, and I think it goes back to your granddad. He said, if you're going to do something, go at it 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that still the case for you?
100%. It's the only way forward. If you're going to do it right, or don't do it at all.